Module 4, Lesson 17. Joseph the Advisor. The message: God promises to be with us always, even when we go through difficult times. The Bible text is Genesis chapter 39, verse 21 to 23, Genesis chapter 40, and Genesis chapter 41, verse 1 to 44. The story: Potiphar took Joseph to a prison where the king's prisoners were kept. The Lord showed his mercy to Joseph. The chief jailkeeper trusted Joseph and gave him the task of taking care of the prisoners. The jailkeeper did not question Joseph because he knew that God was with him and that whatever he did would prosper. The Pharaoh's butler and baker were sent to prison because they offended the Pharaoh. Joseph was placed in charge of taking care of them in prison. One day, the butler described a dream he had to Joseph. In his dream, he saw a beautiful vine on which grew three branches. The vine became green, grew and blossomed, and its grapes ripened. He held the king's cup in his hand. He presses grapes in the cup and handed the cup to the king. Joseph told the butler that in 3 days he would be free and that he would be the Pharaoh's butler again. The butler promised to remember Joseph when he was released. The baker also described a dream he had to Joseph. In the dream, he carried three white baskets on his head, one on top of the other. In the top basket, there were delicious cakes and pastries for the king, but bears came and ate them all. Joseph told the baker that he would die by order of the king. 3 days later was the Pharaoh's birthday. Everything happened exactly as Joseph said. The butler was restored to his position, but the baker was hung on a tree. Afterwards, the Pharaoh had a dream. He was standing on the banks of the Nile River, and he saw 7 beautiful, fat cows coming out of the water. They started eating the green grass growing there. Suddenly, 7 ugly, thin cows also came out of the river. These ugly, thin cows ate the beautiful, fat cows. After eating the fat cows, they stayed as ugly and thin as before. Pharaoh awoke from his dream. Soon afterwards, he fell fast asleep again and had a second dream that same night. This time, he saw 7 ears of corn grow out of one stalk. These ears were full and ripe. The 7 ears sprang up, which were very thin. The thin ears of corn also swallowed up the 7 full thick ears, yet remained thin and weak. The next morning, Pharaoh was very troubled by his dream. The chief butler remembered Joseph. He told Pharaoh that Joseph knew what his dream meant and that all Joseph described came true. Pharaoh asked that Joseph be brought to him. Pharaoh told Joseph his 2 dreams. With God's help, Joseph explained them to Pharaoh. Both your dreams mean the same thing. God wants you to know that the next 7 years will bring to your country a rich harvest. Then 7 years of drought and famine will follow. The drought will be so bad that no one will remember the great harvest. Pharaoh asked Joseph what he should do now. Joseph told him that he should appoint a wise man to rule over his country and make sure enough food is stored in the years of plenty so that there is enough food during the drought. Pharaoh appointed Joseph to rule over the land of Egypt. Pharaoh took off his precious ring and placed it on Joseph's finger. He also placed a gold chain around Joseph's neck. From that day on, Joseph was the second most important man in Egypt. Suggestions for the teacher. Leading: show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what she or he may feel. Let some of the children Play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise or fancy dress and additional materials. Example, a crown. Lesson instructions. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. How does Joseph experience God's help? The possible answer is he can interpret Pharaoh's dreams. He is freed from prison. He becomes the second most important man in Egypt. In what way is the entire country blessed through Joseph? The possible answer is, in 7 good years, Joseph saves food in storehouses all over the country. Have the children repeat. God helped Joseph interpret the dreams of the butler and the Pharaoh. We recognize how God helps us. Real life application. Explain the following. Ask the children to think about how God has helped them in their life. Share some personal experiences from your own childhood. Joseph did not lose trust in God's help. God blessed and protected him. God blesses and protects us too. Repeat the message. God promises to be with us always, even when we go through difficult times. The end of audio file lesson 17.